fuck's sake. This is how we started, okay.
That was a big one. That was a big one. I like it.
Yeah, no, I did a big fucking one. African boys Thursday.
That's become our little thing now. Like we're just gonna start off fucking every episode with a little slurp.
Yeah, like the previous one, Whiskey did it. The previous one, Whiskey did it, and I was like, dude, I need to fucking join you. Yeah. I need to. Yeah.
And a Mikey over there is totally drinking water, by the way.
Yeah. It's water. Shut up.
Totally not doing illegal shit.
Oh, see, that works. She's drinking.
No, I'm joined with me today with my best friend, Malibu. Me and him, we go way back.
I was here second, they'll be like, yeah, I'm here. Well, that's what I'm
No, I got Malibu Caribbean rum, but, Oh shit, we got it. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Whiskey One Tap podcast. I'm your host, Whiskey, and joined with me today are my co-hosts, Mikey.
Hello.
Uni.
Hello. Sorry, I was like up in my bubble for like 2 seconds there for some reason.
And John.
Hello.
Now, if you like our content, enjoy what we do, follow our Instagram page at Whiskey One Tap for future updates on the podcast, as well as what we're doing with our personal lives. And I know a lot of you don't follow our Instagram, so you might want to fucking do that. Please. I appreciate it.
I love
your
Instagram.
He'll find you.
He'll train you by buying you a headset.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, let's not get that on the topic.
I'm already regretting
I'm saying it right now. I'm calling it right now. This episode you call the pissed episode, because I'm pissed, you're pissed. This is the pissed one. Like, this is where we're pissed off.
I'm not pissed, I'm drinking liquor, dude.
I'm not pissed.
You need to be pissed. Dude.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So a bit of background. We've essentially woken up everybody. Mikey was on the phone with his fucking chick. Monster. It's about 4 a.m. for Monster right now down in South Africa at the moment.
It's half past 4.
I'm really sorry, buddy, but we need you on this. And Uni back from work from a very stressful day, so...
They kept tagging me on Discord. Uni, get online, get in the fucking party.
I tried to tell them to be nice. I swear I did.
I was very nice, Uni, you must admit. No, hold up.
The moment I got in the party, you started begging for my mini... For my mini... What's it called?
Yeah, but you were here. You were here already, and you told me...
You see, the first podcast, we're just...
You know what? You ain't getting no mini cinnamon rolls. You ain't getting no hug, okay? And you're getting cock-blocked tomorrow, too.
Why? What did I do?
Because we have to do the podcast tomorrow, too.
Well, fuck. You're right.
No, we gotta do that I think we're doing it Saturday.
Yeah, but he's leaving on Saturday.
Who's leaving on Saturday?
Did you not
the
hear
ghost?
Me? Oh, yeah. Oh that! Oh yeah, that one person. Oh, we gotta keep that.
Secret.
We gotta keep that secret. We gotta
keep that. Yeah, we gotta keep that a secret.
We can't tell anybody.
I don't know if we. I mean, I don't know if we can do it tomorrow. I work the two jobs.
So. No. Let's just do it some other time. Like it's fine. It's over.
We're discussing the next podcast on the podcast.
Yeah, you were like, "Get the fuck out!" And I'm like, "You sound like a dick, Monster."
What?
I don't know. You just came off as a dick.
No, we're all dicks here. It's okay.
Okay.
Well, I usually do. That's my character arc. I'm the dick.
It's how we show affection to each other. So we say, "Oh, bro, if I could, I would kill you." You know, it's like our relationship.
I don't think that at all is like that.
That has taken a turn.
I guess it's a lot like you're an eyes relationship, Mikey.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
just tonight, you're just shitting on me on the Discord.
You,
we were just shitting at each other back and forth about the Discord.
You're both shitting on each other, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Like, you're both just shit monsters, just constantly on each other.
It's because I made a joke, and he just made another joke, and I just kept going. Bro, I'm like an autistic kid, you know? I just gotta keep going. I can't stop it. I can't let myself be like their last...
You can't stop an autistic kid. They'll always find out.
Yeah, I can't let him have the last word. Then I just look like the weenie.
Just imagine our autistic viewers have just got really offended and then never gonna come back.
But it's okay. I'm the blind dude, so I'm just joking.
Dude, we should make fun. We should make fun of people without hands. Then they can't hit the dislike button. It's fine. <'cause they're laughs>
It's okay.
Oh my god.
I'm allowed. I get this fed pass because I'm on special ed here too, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, which brings me to the topic of today's episode is our personal experiences and little stories about our lives on PlayStation, apparently, okay. Because we never get the fuck off of it.
That's right. Yeah,
Mikey, continue.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay.
How dare
like,
you?
Ever since, right? I'm rudest bitch out there.
Just spit it out.
Like, ever since the lockdown, right? Since, like, March. Okay. Every day since then until I got a job last week, right? PlayStation wow. From morning till I pass out with my headset.
You're doing productive stuff by getting a job? Wow. What
something that Mikey has never experienced.
And yet I'm still on the fucking PlayStation. Before.
You don't know my life. I've had jobs before. I had to clean toilets, my guy, okay.
Oh no.
Actually, I had a really fun job once because I was like it's like a little science museum called the Science Spectrum in Lubbock here in Texas. And I got a job there for like a summer. And one of my like, I was like one of those like all around workers, like if they need me to do like some janitorial, they make me do that. If they need me to like help translate, like be a translator down in the summer camps. They'll have me do that. What else? They also had me be the usher in like, cause it had like a little omni theater, which was kind of cool. And I could be the usher and help get the movie started and stuff, which meant I could take a nap during the movie was on.
Right.
One of the best jobs I ever had.
I mean, damn.
Yeah.
I think
except for the cleaning part, I didn't like cleaning.
How long have we known each other, Mikey? I'm saying 3 years. I'm stretching for three. I think it was three.
Fine,
I'll have to look all the way back, like from your from both of our previous fucking accounts, because we got new PlayStation accounts, and then look through fucking old messages and shit. But like, no, like I don't know. There's just something about like the gaming platform. Like honestly, you can meet some of the greatest fucking people and. I think Mikey, as much of a shithead as he is, he's my bud. He's my bud. Me and him have been through a lot.
I take shits on heads, bro, you know?
It's well,
Hey, bro, what do you think you go to the gym for? So you can have the leg power on them squats so you can do it.
But anyway, like, I think there's... I don't know if we shared this little story with everybody else when we first met. I don't think we mentioned this at all. The story of Nick.
Nick. Oh, Nick.
Nick Chung.
We're talking about... Do we really need to talk about said person?
I really think it would be really fucking funny.
Well, okay.
I'll lead.
Okay, you lead.
Okay, so... Back in the day... In our youth... In our prime... it was me and Mikey and... Who else was it? It was Moctezuma. Well, I won't go back as far as the Honor Clan, but
it was during the Honor Clan.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so it was around when I started a clan called the Honor Clan. For like Rainbow Six Siege, because that was the game. That game was the shit. We had the best fucking times in that game. I don't play much anymore. I don't play jack shit anymore at all. I just kind of abandoned it. I used to be a 300 hour Monty main. I had no fucking life. So it was me, Mikey, Moctezuma, and like Joe and a couple other people. It was our circle of fucking friends that we essentially considered some dipshit family. Because we were like that. Like we always played with each other. But there was this guy. What was his gamer tag? Do we remember?
His gamer tag was DC Viper.
DC Viper 12. It was DC Viper 12. It was this guy. Fucking Nick, right?
Nicholas Chung.
Yeah, Nick Chung. And so what had happened was, you know, Mikey and Nick got really close friends. Like, it was like an inseparable bond at some points. And Mikey unfortunately trusted him too much. Like, he put too much faith into this guy.
It's because I had a surgery coming up that summer, and I wasn't going to be playing for a while. Which, you know, I was like,
but you shouldn't be. He essentially gave his account to Nick.
Well, he kept nudging, because I was like, well, because he was like, well, hey, Mikey, since you're not going to be around for a while, why don't you let me play in your account, and I can level you up. And I'm like, you know, man, I don't know if I trust that, bro. It sounds sus to me. He's like, oh, come on, man, it'll be okay. You know, it's fine. And I'm like, you know, man, I don't know, let me think about it. A couple days went by, he kept nudging. He's like, hey, come on, man, let's do it, man, let's do it, bro. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. You know, it seems kind of sus. He's like, come on, man, come on. And then he sends me his account. So I'm like, ha, okay, I'm Gucci. I got his account. So if he steals mine, fuck it, I'll steal his. Let's do it. So I gave him my account. And it was all fine. We were all good and shit. And then one day, I get back home from whatever the fuck I was, I don't even remember. I just know I get back home and I get an email from PlayStation. And it says, your signing and your password has been changed. Or your signing ID has been changed on your PlayStation again. And I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh no. So I go into PlayStation, I turn on my console. And you know how whenever you open up the PlayStation, if you have multiple users, it shows like the users, and it shows them real name and then the gamer tag below and the profile picture. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, my profile picture was gone and the real name was Peter Pan or Fryco or something like that. Yeah. The real name. And when I tried to log into his account, he had changed his password too. So I was logged out of it too. And I go into my email and it says the email for your account has been changed and the password. So he had changed the email and the password and put a you know, the two-step verification thing on it. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, I'm like, I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh shit, I had a credit card in there because I used my debit card to like buy a game. I used to use it to like buy games and stuff. And I forgot to like take it out of there. And one of the ones that was there was my mom's.
Oh no!
So I freaked out. I'm like, uh-oh, that's not good. So I tried to call him on Snapchat, and he blocked me there. I tried to call him on Messenger, and he has me blocked there too. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I call James, like, James.
Yeah, okay, so.
Nick's number.
Yeah, okay, so he calls me while I'm playing Siege, right? I'm on fucking, like, Clubhouse or something, like, playing fucking Jaeger on defense, and I'm killing peeps left and right. I got a call from Facebook Messenger. It's Mikey. I'm like, all right, I'll answer it. I'm like, hey. He's like, hey, so can you help me out a bit? I ran into a bit of a problem. I'm like, yeah, sure, what's up, man? And he's like, so I gave Nick my account. And I'm like, why would you do that? And he's like, well, I don't know, I fucking trusted him. And so he was a bit worried because his mom's credit card was on the account. So I'm like, well, fuck. So I'm like, he's like, do you have his number or anything? I'm like, yeah, let me try and call him. I start calling him like four or five times, no answer. I'm like, he's gone rogue. We fucking lost him. He's gone. He's done, dude. Like, you better like block your shit. Like, close your bank accounts and everything, dude. Like, that's my biggest thing from you. And so, you know, we're kind of both freaking out. We're like, okay, what can we do about this? Like, what are our options? And I keep telling Mikey, I'm like, dude, you got to tell your mom that she's gonna find out, and you know, you gotta have her, you know, close her bank account or something. And he was very hesitant about it at first. And I go into a party with some of my other old buds, Blaze and some of her friends. But one of her friends, I forgot his fucking name, but he helped us out so fucking much. So
it was Zombie, DTV Zombie.
Yeah, DTV Zombie. So this fucking guy, he was a fucking god, dude. So I had Nick on, I had his phone number, and I had him on Snapchat. He blocked me from both. And so I went to Zombie, and I said, hey, could you by chance, like, figure some stuff out about this guy? Like, maybe like his YouTube, could you add him on Snapchat or something? And sure enough, Nick adds him on Snapchat. And so in the course of about an hour or an hour and a half, we find so much shit about this guy. We find his Facebook profile. We find his fucking Snapchat. He turned on his location services for Snapchat so we can see where he lives. So we Google search, like Google Street, his place. And he lives in a small ass apartment. And we're like, dude, we have all this shit on him, like his YouTube, Instagram, everything. And we're like, we can use like this information and like with the fact that, you know, he changed it to his emails and everything. It shows his email on his Facebook page. And we could, like, end up calling the cops or something for credit card fraud. And so, eventually, Mikey got his parents involved onto it. I had to talk with Mikey's mom. And they're like, yeah, so we have all his information and everything. They closed the bank statements, and they're going to see if they can trace him somehow and everything. You guys called the cops on him, I believe. And then, because Zombie has, like, some close friend or something in, like, police or whatever. And we found out that Nick, he, like, lived in, what was it, Oregon or something like that?
Yeah, Portland, Oregon.
And so, I bet he's doing real good now.
Oh, <boy.
laughs> Holy shit. Good for him.
I didn't think about that. Fuck.
Holy shit, yeah. Oh my god, that never really came up.
Oh shit.
But yeah, so from Zombie, apparently the case, like, got opened up. And switched over to Portland's, police department or something. And apparently they went to go in and question him or whatever. And then apparently Nick's cousin or whatnot had jumped into a PlayStation party, wasn't it? Yeah, he jumped into a PlayStation party and said to me that Nick was in jail for like 2 years because of credit card fraud, because apparently he had done the same thing with other PlayStation accounts. And we were both like, holy shit. Like, we just like literally captured a guy from PlayStation, did all this shit, and found out like eventually he's in jail for 2 years because he frauded money from other people's PlayStation accounts and shit.
It only costed me $300.
Yeah, no, okay, so he bought, like, the Overwatch Gold Edition. He bought, like 20,000, V-Bucks, fucking PlayStation R6 credits. And, yeah, dude, he spent, like, $300 worth of shit, and we're like, dude. But the outcome of it was, like, so satisfying, hearing, like, we fucking got him. It was like that JFK or whatever speech, like, we got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
We got him, boys.
Shit, dude, that Zombie guy's an OG, holy shit.
Yeah, no, really, so stupidly enough, Nick added him on Snapchat and his location was still on. So we like found his shit and we're like, holy fuck, let's dig more. So we did. Google Street did the whole thing. We're like, okay, so he's gotta live in one of these apartments and everything. Like we guessed on some of them. He's like, I'm pretty sure his mom would drive that car. Because I think he had, like, some sort of parent shit going on. And he, like, lived with his mom. I don't know. I can't. It was, like, so long ago. But, yeah, no. Eventually, me, Mikey, and a couple other buds banded together, and we ended up getting a guy in jail from PlayStation.
Well, shit. Well done.
Welcome. You mess with the popo, you get the popo.
Don't mess with the Puerto Rican.
So that happened.
Shit, dude. That's
a good story. That was probably one of the coolest fucking times on PlayStation I've ever had. Like,
yeah, I can imagine. Like, you feel like a real detective.
It was like that Netflix series, Don't Fuck with Cats, or some shit.
Yeah, that level.
And then it was really just fucking cool.
To watch that, actually.
Oh, I watched it. It was dark, dude.
Yeah, he got assaulted by lightsabers. But that's another story.
Right. You got 10 minutes until ad break, Monster or John. What's a good story that you have on PlayStation? Like, what's a memorable moment, you know?
A memorable moment. Shit. Like, I only have, like, small stories that I had in between. Like, Well, one of the stuff was I used to be sweet on this girl that was in South Africa as well. It fell apart. But we were so obsessed with talking to each other 24/7 that I used to have a PlayStation Gold headset, like the one with the USB that you plug into the PlayStation and you can, it's cordless and shit like that. Amazing headset. Like, it was really good. Lasted for a while as well. I would, like, run it, like, the bathroom was right next to my bedroom where the PlayStation was. So I would run a bath, and I would literally hop into the bath with my headset on and still talk to her. Like, we would still have conversations.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Get everyone out of our parties and just chat alone. It was a good time. I still talk to her. Like, we still talk. Like, this year, we started talking again, and everything fell apart once more. But, yeah, she's an awesome person.
That's good.
Just some things just don't work. We've both been retards.
Yeah. I mean, like... I can just imagine some of the comments. What you doing? I'm just in the bathtub, playing with my dick.
Yeah.
What about Uni? You got any stories?
That's you, Uni.
Uni?
Hi.
Do you have any stories?
Hi! Just in the background, waving around. Hi, I'm still here. Do you have any interesting stories from PlayStation or like memorable times?
I do. Every time, I mean, I'm in like quite a bit of communities and like I join a bunch of random parties.
Hmm.
I got so much shit. It's bad. It goes from memorable to like fucking weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, this one's not going to be one of those stories. So let's move on to another one. Anyways, so I was in the party, right? With my friend Temp, my friend Seth.
There's a lot of temps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's just this one temp.
Oh.
20 temps.
yeah, 20 temps. And my best friend Pigeon, right? We were all just chilling. But we kind of forgot that this was an open party, and I'm not really ever in an open party. I fucking hate open parties. I don't want to talk to people I don't know or don't care about.
Right.
Except for Monster and his cop council parties, because they're amazing.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out the cop council. And, yeah. Anyways, we were just chilling, right? And then this dude joins, right? Mm-hmm. One of my really, really, really toxic friends, probably the most toxic person that I knew at the time.
Yeah.
Not the kind of person that I would want to join that specific friend group.
Oh, no.
He starts talking mad shit. Okay, he joins the party and immediately starts talking about, like, fucking rape, racist comments, just the whole fucking ordeal, right?
Okay.
The one person that I avoid and that I never introduce to anybody ever. Ever, 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 ever. And that was about, like, a year ago. I'm not friends with this person anymore. That was about, like, the I'm not talking to you kind of thing after
what happened. Jesus.
So anyways, he starts talking mad shit, but Set and Temp, they were playing a game together, and me and Pigeon were playing a different game. So Set and Temp, the more passive people in the party, just kind of muted him, right? And they were doing their own thing, they're just chilling, right? And then me and Pigeon, well, Pigeon obviously didn't like him, he kept snapping at him. Okay, the other guy just wouldn't shut up, just kept making really bad comments. Just latched on the Pigeon and just wouldn't let him fucking go, right? Just went straight for the throat as any toxic person would, mm-hmm. right? And then Pigeon was just like, at some point, he was talking to me, and he was just like, just say that I went to the bathroom or something. I muted the asshole. I'm not talking to him. We can take turns. So we started taking turns for a good, like, 15, 20 minutes. You know.
Yeah.
As one do with a toxic person, because everybody felt bad about kicking him for some reason when he should have been kicked. I don't know. Now I'm thinking about it. We should have just fucking kicked him.
Yeah.
Or asked him to leave or something politely. But I don't think he would have kicked up a fuss. I don't know. It's just, it's not the kind of person you want to piss off.
Right.
Really annoying. Really childish. This dude was like a 26-year-old acting like a 10-year-old that just found out about the internet, right?
Oh my god.
Okay, he just sounds like he would be like the kind of person to buy off fucking body parts off the black market.
Whoa.
You know what? But you know what's gonna happen? He's gonna find this podcast and be like, "Motherfucker,
you're talking about
suck
me."
Suck my dick. So anyways,
shots fired.
So anyways, right?
Wow.
Pigeon unmutes him at some point, and you know he starts talking, and then I take a break from talking to his dumbass, and then I unmute, and then Pigeon mutes, and you know we just be taking turns, right? And at some point, Pigeon tells me, he's like, my brother is gonna be joining the party so that we can play Monster Hunter together.
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
Whoa.
But he also told his brother, right, that we'll call Bob, that he told his brother to mute this guy because his brother is a little younger. I think he was like 17, 16 at the time. And he's just, I don't know, he just comes off as a very innocent person.
Right.
And Pigeon told him to mute him, right? But Bob forgot the name of the person to mute, just came in the party, right? And immediately yells at the top of his lungs, "Who the fuck am I muting again?" So, toxic kid catches on. Pigeon is like, "Brooklyn, you fucking idiot!" Mutes his mic. You can hear Pigeon in the background of his brother's like mic stomping into the room, opening the door, yelling at him and just scolding him while his mic is on. And Brooklyn's just like, "What? What'd I do?" Seth and Temp are fucking dying in the background. Right? Toxic Kid takes offense and just fucking leaves the party. It was a shit show, okay? The entire aftermath of that was a shit show.
Who am I muting again? You always have that kid in like the group where it's like, if you ask him to do this, that is like, where you're like, if no matter how like slick about it you try to be, he's gonna be like, who am I muting? And he doesn't just ask it. He doesn't even the person doesn't even have the decency of at least texting it. Nah, he has to scream it. Who am I muting?
Mikey, that happened. That same thing happened to us when we were in a PlayStation party. Like fucking, it was with Rhythm.
Yeah.
That girl.
In the 360,
But
in the 365 party, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So basically, what happened is like, I used to start these parties, and invite PlayStation communities on them. To see how long. Yeah, we were trying to break the world record for the longest PlayStation party. Obviously, we didn't fucking make it. But we got a week in, I think, was our longest one.
No, I think it's a week. No, we got 2 weeks in. No,
oh,
the longest one was
oh
two
did
weeks.
We?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
we
okay.
got to 2 weeks.
But no, so like we would be in a party so long and like, okay, so let's say I had to go offline because I have to shut off my PlayStation at some point because it's going to fucking overheat and blow up in my face. I don't want that. So I would essentially turn it off and Mikey would take over for me. And once we did that, we could kind of like go back and forth from party to party. So like having our time for our PlayStation to rest. And so this is like the second or third time we did this. We were like 4 days in or something. and some people were getting like a little like heated and like debates or controversial topics.
Yeah,
because
they were talking about politics and stuff like that. Yeah, the two dudes were talking about politics over and over.
But no, anyway, so Mikey, I don't know if you went muted or something, but
sorry, Mikey.
No, I'll take over. So yeah, they were talking a lot, and so it got to the point where they're screaming and I have to mute them. This girl who was in the party was like, wait, who am I muting again? Rhythm? Like, oh, okay, I'll mute him.
She doesn't even say, like, you know, she doesn't even just say, oh, who am I muting again? She just goes like, who am I muting? And proceeds to read the whole name twice. Rhythm? Is his name Rhythm? Is that the one I'm muting? Okay, I muted him. And it's like, bruh, you gotta be kidding me.
I was telling Monster about him, before we started the podcast when you were AFK. About, do you remember Rhythm, right? You remember him? Like, he was this over talkative little shit. He was the one when we were debating about the Second Amendment, and you were like, oh yeah, I guess we just gotta like bare hands. We gotta have bare hands. You remember that? You just made the fucking stupid ass comments. Do you remember it?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, yeah. So that was the fucking guy. But no, this is the type of guy that if you don't agree with him, he will fucking go off, dude. So, like, usually, we got on the topic of Halo for some reason, with a bunch of people on the party. And Halo is what first comes to mind is an Xbox exclusive. And I believe it's on PC now. No, he just had to correct him. He's like, no, it's not Xbox only exclusive. It's fucking PC too, because Microsoft owns Xbox. I'm like, okay, cool. No, nobody's like calling you a dumbass, which I mean you are, because yeah, literally, who cares? And why are we arguing about something fucking stupid?
And that's the same party, which brings us to another story, Mr. Jedi.
We're about to go into ad break. Well, no, let's go into ad break right now before we do this. Okay, well, we're already live. Oh. So, just hear you crunch. Okay. All right.
So, okay. The big crunch. It's okay. Now this has become an ASMR with Uni. She's gonna be the name.
ASMR.
ASMR with Uni. Today is gonna be sour cream and onion chips.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Now can I just make money like that? Can I just eat in a mic and make money?
You can.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah. You say that like it's not realistic, but you obviously can. Given that ASMR is a thing. You obviously can, and you can make some bank.
You know what? You know what? From now on, you guys talk, I'll eat. See? Now we got two birds.
Yeah, bro. Alright. So, James, the Jedi story.
Okay. Okay. Let's refrain from using his gamer tag or anything.
That's not his full gamer tag. That's not his full
gamer tag. Yeah, I know. But we'll just refer to him. We'll refer to him as Jedi. From now on.
Okay, then let's talk him. Let's call him Jedi. How about that?
Jedi what?
Nothing. Just go.
Okay. So, in this same party where this rhythm guy was just going off, I ended up having to kick him and then somebody else, and then this fucking Jedi guy. I'm gonna keep details to a fucking minimum with this because he is still around. Okay. This happened like this year. and I don't want anybody to go bashing this fucking guy, although he is a fucking weird sociopathic motherfucker. He started just going off, like on the girl that was that originally was like, who do I mute? Like this person or this? Because like there was a lot of variables involved. Like I didn't know the whole story.
I guess they knew each other. I guess they knew each other.
Yeah, like they were friends. And so he started going off and just like, oh, you're a little I'll probably have to blur some of this out for Spotify. But But no, like, honestly, like, just saying just all these dark, like, shit. Like, you can't say, like, any of that to, like, a person. Like, that's just, that's the type of stuff that a fucking murderer would say.
Point is, it was pretty fucked up.
No, like, that's like dark web, like, content or some, like, dark web worthy, I should say.
Yeah, honestly.
Of what he's imagining. And I'm like, my jaw just dropped at that point. I'm like,
and James kept trying to, like, be like, okay, let's give him one more chance, you know? And I was like, no, James, just kick him.
No, I was trying to be rational with him. Like, I'm like, hey, so given everything that you've said and given everything that you've showed me, you're a pretty fucked up dude. is what I'm trying to go for. And then I said, unfortunately, can't be in the party. And he started going off on me. And I'm like, no, 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 no. That ain't how I work. That is not how we do this shit. That's why I kicked him. But unfortunately, he had people in the party. Some of his friends. And they thought it was all fucking hilarious because I guess they were just as fucked up as he was. But anyway, apparently he was like some sort of doser or something. And he ended up getting my location somehow.
Yeah, because he texted you like, oh, I'm going to just find you and kill your whole family.
He lived in, like, Illinois or something like that. And that's, like, a state away. I live in Michigan.
No, like, it was that we got, like, he used a fake phone number to call you, and that was where, because we
found,
because
okay, remember someone. No, we're jumping up ahead of it. So, after I kick him, and I have to kick his friends, one of his friends messaged me my address. And then I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro, he sent you your address.
Yeah, I know. He sent me my address as well as his friend did. And so I get the message that from his friend that it's my address, and I'm like, shit. Like, you can do a lot of shit with somebody's address, given the right or wrong, I should say, tactics and everything. So anyway, I'm like, that's kind of fucked up, but I'm not too worried about that. By the way, this Jedi guy, he has a very fucked up life. Like, apparently his wife divorced him, and he bragged about, like, killing somebody apparently, and, you know, going into assault charges or anything.
Apparently he had a big, like, collection of lightsabers.
He was a big lightsaber guy.
Yeah,
that's why they call him Jedi. Like,
wasting a lot of money on lightsabers and shit. Like, I wasted, like, almost, four, like, I don't know, it was a big number. I don't know how much it was, I know he was, like, it was a big number, though.
Mm-hmm. But anyway.
I bought this much worth in lightsabers, bro.
Yeah, dude, like, it's a weird, really fucked up guy. And so, I'm just kind of, like, you know, talking to people in the party, just, you know, normal and everything. And then I get a phone call. Just from some unknown, it says unknown caller ID. Or something like that.
It wasn't an unknown caller ID. It was just a random number. Okay. That later we found that he called you through it, and then we found out that it was a fake number because he had a 5555.
Oh, okay.
That's not a real number.
But anyway, so I answer it, and it's just like this fucking guy who's cursing me out, saying, "Oh, I'm gonna fucking kill you," and all this shit. And I'm like, "What the fuck?" And so I hang up, and I'm like, that voice sounded familiar. I don't know if that was him, but it sounded kind of like him. And I'm thinking, this fucking guy's gonna, like, if he lives close enough to me, he's given me all these signs that he's just as fucked up, and fits the agenda of your average school shooter, essentially. And so I'm thinking, what the fuck? So I go into my closet, 12 gauge in hand. I'm like, well, I'm keeping this beside my bed tonight. My brother comes in and he's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, yeah, so I got this weird call from this fucking guy, and then he's getting all nervous, and he's like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Starts Snapchatting his friends. He's like, bro, I'm getting in the hood shit right now. He's a fuck. This is my brother. But anyway, so that all settles down. And I'm like, I'm contemplating. I'm like, should I go somewhere else for the night? Because, like, honestly, I don't really take this type of stuff as seriously as I would. But this fucking guy.
He was scared.
I wasn't scared. I'm just like, I don't want to be put in a position where I'm either asking for it or, you know. But, like, yeah, given...
Like, even if you were scared, like, I could understand that completely. That's a horrifying situation. Like, when people find my real life location, I live in the middle of buttfuck nowhere in South Africa. Like, no one's going to fly to me. No one's going to be that pissed off with me. They're going to fly to me to murder me.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you live in the United States and someone else is in the United States, like, yeah, that's scary shit. Yeah. And especially if they're the next state over, like, fuck that. I can completely understand
why
you were scared. I just, like, I think over PS4 there was, like, this one dude, right? His name was... Well, I mean, I called him King, and so did everybody else, and it was just like a GTA thing, right? But this one woman got in the party at some point, and she was, you know, a black woman, and he was incredibly racist the entire time.
What the fuck?
And you know, me and two other people who I'm still friends with kind of defended her, and after that, we made like our little thing, right? I didn't talk to the other people in the party because, I don't know, they just, like, it felt like they were kind of scared of him in some way.
Oh.
And after we made our little click and I told him to fuck off and got, like, into a massive argument with him, everybody else got in a massive argument with him over that. And over, like, a bunch of other stuff,
you
too.
Fucking fuel the flame, and they're all like, oh, now's our chance.
They ignored it, right?
Oh.
We made our little clique, and that dude, right, he kept following us from session to session every time we were online after blocking him on PlayStation, right, on everything that we had. After blocking him, he would find other people on our friends list to friend and, like, follow them to our sessions on GTA. Killing us every chance he got, making new accounts on PlayStation to download GTA with, and then finding us on it, okay, and messaging us. He was stalking us, okay, threatening us, and just, like, everything, right? For, I shit you not, a year and a half.
Wow.
Every fucking day. For a year and a half. And that dude was, like, sending me death threats. He was sending me really, really mean stuff. He was sending me really, like, pictures of knives and shit. And I was like, okay, this dude is fucking crazy, right? He's so fucking stupid. And then I found out that he lives about, like, an hour away from me.
Oh yikes.
And it didn't seem so stupid anymore. That just seems scary.
Right.
He got rid of it.
Like, dude, fuck that. Like, you know, that's a horrifying thing for me. Because, you know, there's a lot of games on PC. Stuff like Welcome to the Game and shit like that, where you're like a deep web investigator. And when you do certain stuff wrong, people come to your house. And you have to, like, make sure you don't fucking die.
Right.
And, you know, people come to your house and slit your
throat. Yeah, the hacker game. Do you mean the hacker game?
Like, there's, like... The original was Welcome to the Game, and there are so many games that copied it, pretty much. So there's millions of names now for the stuff. But those games are fucking scary, dude. Like, when you get home, that is the one place you feel the safest in. That is the one place you're like, yeah, I'm comfortable now. Everything is cool. And when that one safe space you have is the scariest place you live in, because that's the one place that they can get you, that is not fun. I do not like the idea of that. It's not something I don't like entertaining that idea in my head at all. Like, once, if I ever get out of this shithole country and get into a first world country, I'm gonna be the nicest cunt on the internet so that no one fucking gets my location and stabs me. Mind you, if I get a gun, I'll probably be the cockiest bitch and just call everyone a dickhead and I'll still be a dickhead, like, but, you know, the thought of that is very scary. I don't like that.
And then things, and not even like a week after, because I mean they kind of settled because he just kind of disappeared for a bit, you know. He just kind of stopped talking, and a week after he starts calling James back up again, right, James?
I can't remember. Like,
wasn't he like? Yeah. Didn't he keep calling you? Because I remember we were playing with Fiero, And he kept calling you through a private number or something like that, because you had to keep waiting, like, oh, hold on, he's calling me.
Oh, no, that was a different, person, like, yeah, okay, so, yeah, I was with, yeah, your stream bud, Fiero, and I kept getting, like, calls, via, like, it was the text-to-speech, type of thing, like, a robot, like, you know who I am type shit, like, you know, in a robot voice, but, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's the type of voice that, that speaks on those Reddit stories on YouTube and shit. It's
yeah,
kinda
yeah,
like one of those.
I totally get what you mean, yeah.
And they're, like, it's just saying all this weird, random shit, like, I don't know, it was, like, a little creepy, but I'm, like, what the fuck? Like, I kept, like, saying shit that only I might understand. I'm like, I don't remember telling people that, but like, okay, sure. I don't know, it was really weird. But
yeah, and it happens so often on PlayStation. Like, I hope with the next PS5 they just put in some function where you could just, like, download a fucking what do you call it? Fuck, I'm gonna sound like a boomer now. What do you call the thing? Like, what that everyone uses, like,
oh,
VPN.
Yeah. What do you
VPN.
Call the thing?
The thing that everybody uses.
VPN, for fuck's sake, shut up. VPN. Like, just so you can get a VPN so you can just be, like, mildly secure. Because
oh,
that
man.
Shit happens so often. Like, if I had a cent for every time I, like, my location got dropped to me in a message, I would have, like, three. And that's way too much. I don't like it. It's not fun. Yeah. That shit needs to be stopped.
I think, like, this one time a couple years ago, like, I was on Omegle and I, like, came across this kid. That was, like, the first thing that he said to me was, like, is this your address? And he sends me my exact location,
oh,
like, bro.
Fuck.
Well,
you're
never using Omegle again.
Right?
Yeah. And, you know, so, like, most of that, like, all the ones that I've had have been my general location. And one of them was completely wrong. Like, if you were to send a nuke to the general location, I guess he could have gotten me. But other than that, there was no way he was finding me. But if it was my exact, like, no one ever got my exact location, like, my exact address.
Right.
But if that were to happen, I would be shit scared. If I wasn't in South Africa, obviously, if I was, you know, in the same country as the person, that would make me scared. Like, I would be like Whiskey. I would get out the fucking 12 gauge and I would be
I usually, like, I usually never get really scared because, well, because I'm either, most of the time I'm either living inside the base with my stepdad or my mom. So, like, inside a military base. And so, like, what are they gonna do instead of me?
Yeah, he lives in a military base, by the way. Good luck.
Either that, or I'm living in the dorms, and it's like, well, if you're gonna try to come hunt me down in the dorms, I live in the fourth floor. Good luck getting up here without anybody noticing, you're that you're coming up here to kill someone.
Bruh,
so much. Like,
imagine just getting a ladder and just huffing and puffing to the top.
Bro, honestly, but even then, I would notice it. So it's like, you know. I'm not, you know, I wouldn't be too scared. So usually when it comes to that kind of stuff, I kind of just, like, I play along with it. No, I encourage it. No, I encourage it. I'm like, I tell them, bro, I'm like, dude, bitch, you won't come here. I want to meet you. Let's have a drink together. You know?
Bro, if fucking gets to the top, tries to open window, and it's fucking locked.
Yeah, it's like,
oh,
I'm
yeah,
like, bro, I entertain that shit, bro. I'm like, dude, bitch, you won't come here.
Yeah.
I'll give you a drink.
I do that shit as well. Like, don't get me wrong, like, when people get my general location, I fuck with them. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you kind of got it wrong, like, I'll help you get, the general consensus.
Yeah, just fuck with them.
That's because I'm a cocky bitch, like, I don't want these guys to think they got me, because that's why they do it. They want you to be scared. I don't want this guy to think he got me, so I act all cocky and shit, but deep down, I'm sort of like, fuck, this guy knows. Like,
yeah, I don't feel it, bro.
Yeah.
Like I said,
if I was in a first world country, obviously now I don't care, but if I was in Whiskey situation, I would be like, fuck, I would be cocky,
hey.
But I would be scared deep inside, fuck that.
But hey, James, just wanted to ask you, so you know how you were talking about the little robo voice thing?
Yeah.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I fucking knew it was somebody.
I knew it was somebody in the party because it was like you're in a party with Fiero or something like that is what the voice said, and I'm like, nobody would fucking know that except for at least somebody in the party. So I like dialed it down. I'm like, these are one of my fucking suspects, and like, nobody knows this much shit. But Mikey played it off so fucking cool. He was like, He was like, no, it's not me. It was like, he was really innocent. He's like, I swear to God, dude, it's not fucking me. Like, you trust me and shit. Well, you lost my fucking trust, bitch.
It was so fun and gay. No, because I kept calling. I kept using star 67 to call him.
Yeah, I figured.
And he kept giving private numbers. Like, we just put random shit. And, you know, I used. Because he was traumatized with the lightsaber stuff. Because I kept joking with him. I was like, bro, he's going to come over there and he's going to start, like, sexually assaulting you with lightsabers.
Nice.
And so, they did that threat to go kill him. I just kept messing with him with that shit. So, like, I don't know. I kept throwing hints, like, with the robo boys. Like, yeah. Hey, so you want to have fun with lightsabers? We can have a lightsaber battle. And just...
I figured it was some online friend because I'm like, oh, I'm going to work, but I never told anybody what my second job was.
And yeah, because then he got scared because then I know his brother's name, so then I dropped his brother's name.
Yeah, he's like, oh, John ratted you out or something. Like, motherfucker. So I called John. I'm like, hey, what the fuck do you do? And he's like, what the fuck you mean? I'm like, you ratted me out or something? And he's like, what the fuck are you on about?
And then he's like, you don't know where I live. And then I'm like, oh, you live in Michigan. And then he's like, oh, fuck. He's getting real close.
Yeah, I know, like, everybody knows fucking Michigan. So, like, yeah, dial it down a bit. Yeah, sir, you fucking...
But then I told you your city and the place you work in, and it kept going down and down, and you started going like, oh, fuck, he's getting real close.
Yeah. But you can never dial down exactly where, so...
It was me.
And that's one of the reasons why I don't tend to share my location with a lot with certain people. But yeah. So be careful, Uni.
Bro. Oh, yeah. I got too many stories. I usually get kicked out of parties. Because I sound like a kid, apparently.
Yeah.
And like, I think at some point, right, I would just be like party hopping for a good hour because I kept getting kicked out, and I joined this party and I talked because it said, like, you know, like, be mature, you know, like, fun conversations, 18 plus or something, right? And I was like, hi, as I usually, you know, do, but I sounded like depressed as hell, and the fucking party leader was like, oh, I'm sorry, kid, like, you're too young. And I was like, fuck you, I'm 20, I'm staying. And I was so mad after an hour of just trying to talk to people.
Yeah.
I was so sad.
That's a common thing on PlayStation. Like, you get kicked for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Right? Or like...
Well, that's why my...
Oh my god. It's terrible. It's fucking terrible.
You knew what to strangle that man. She said, fuck you, I'm 20, I'm legal in your country. Fuck you.
Staying. And he was like, okay, fine, Jesus.
Yeah, that's why in my cock cancer parties I'm very nice to people. Like, I'm just genuine with them. Like, yeah. It's not fake nice or anything. I'm overall just nice with people. I don't act fake and shit like that.
Right.
That's why so many people love it. That's why the community itself, while it only has like 96 members, so many people are active on it, because it's a place where they know they will find genuine conversations without some cunt telling there's nothing like that. I'm always the party leader and I know what I'm doing. Like, I know when people are dicks. Yeah. And when they're,
I think you know, that's something I really look up to, because it's easy enough to just invite a bunch or a handful of groups of people to your community, but you actually sitting down and having conversations with them and understanding them and, you know, learning their story and about their life and what games they play and everything, that creates a community where they want to come back. Like, they remember you for you know, those moments. And that's
why I'm the core council.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I've become weirdly attached to it. Like, I don't want to say how fucking attached I am to it, now that much it actually means to me, because I would sound like the most... like the biggest, driest fucking loser on the planet.
Right.
But it's very special to me. And another thing as well with the core council is that... I forgot what I wanted to say. Never mind. Fuck. Continue with your conversation. I forgot.
He's dying.
You know what I like about the core council?
What?
Is that no matter like what party I join in it, I know that it's like everybody in there is always going to be nice because you created like such a just like accepting community.
Oh yeah, that's what I wanted to say as well. Yeah, and another thing as well, like I've always with new friends and shit like that, I've always tried to be a help, like a nice, you know, like I tried to help them with their problems as much as possible. Like I felt like a father to so many fucking people, just helping them with their shit and stuff. It's amazing. I love doing it. And now that I have a community to back me up, when people are in shitty situations where they don't have any good friends, because most of them are people that are like, yo, you know, I have a shitty boyfriend or a shitty girlfriend. I hang around with people that I dislike completely, but I have no one else to turn to. And in those situations, like before I had the cock council, you know, it would just be me, and I would not be able to tell them, oh yeah, just hang out with me, it's cool. Where now, I have a whole community behind my back where I could just say to them, well, if you don't like your friends, I've got a whole friend group, 96 people here that are more than willing to be your friend. Come join us. And it's helped, like, I mean, at least one person, you know, get a new group of friends that don't treat them like shit and don't, you know, use them for their own amusement. Like, it helps people as well. Like, it's way more than just shit-talking in a party. Like, this shit, you know, it could save someone's life. You never know. It's very important.
Where, you know, the whole social aspect of it. Where can people find you at for this cock council thing?
It's CAWKE council on PlayStation.
Because PlayStation has an NSFW thing that you can't do.
Yeah. It's on so PlayStation. PlayStation
council?
Communities.
The CAW council?
CAWKE, yeah, that's how I had to spell it so I don't get banned. It's on PlayStation. It's a PlayStation community.
You know, I think the only negative thing I have to say about the COT Council, sorry, I'm gonna butt in here a bit. Almost every single time that I go in those parties, somebody has Echo, and I hate Echo.
It's usually Monster, just FYI.
It's always me. Like, it's the shitty mic I use. Like, in the podcast, I use the good mic, but normally I use the shitty one because it actually works. Both of the ears work, and I can listen to shit vaguely. But yeah, I'm getting a new headset maybe this weekend, so it won't be as much of an issue anymore.
Didn't you say that last weekend?
Okay, Astiker. No, I said last weekend, I'm going to get it this weekend.
What? But you didn't get it like this weekend.
Hey, James, for you.
Look, the weekend hasn't started yet. It's Friday.
Oh, okay. How determined are you?
Did James buy the headset for you?
No. Not another one.
Hey, bro, you're offering, you know? I want my headset.
You know what I think we should do?
What should we do?
I think...
What?
And let me know how you guys think on this, but... That whole 365 party, Mikey.
James.
I mean, come James. On. Hey, come on.
I know where you're going with this.
Come
on.
Sure? Do you think we should start it up again?
Yeah, but I mean, how are you gonna go about it this time? Are you gonna keep inviting
a super long
parties over and over?
I'm just gonna invite like non-game specific communities. That's my,
dude,
that's my
just
point.
Because they're non-game specific communities doesn't mean they're
no,
not going to
No, but for the a lot of the time that we've done that with non-game specific communities, like we've actually gotten a decent groups and people.
What I say, if
it.
You want to do it, maybe invite the cock council.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Actually,
yeah.
Like no one in my community is toxic.
Yeah, let's do
and
that.
So what I'll do is I'll make my normal parties and invite cool people to the community so it can grow, you'll get fresh people that are likable, and that's what you
maybe,
could do.
Maybe just make it like a cock council part exclusive, you know. And there you go.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want other people to experience it, you know.
Other people can experience it.
Should we do that right after the podcast?
I mean, yeah, because my idea for it is right. I will make my own cock council, like I will make the official cock council parties and get more people joining into the community. And you keep your party as well in the community that you don't have to worry about it becoming stale because I'm there getting more and more people in.
Right.
And then you don't have to worry about that shit.
No, I'll just invite your community and they'll be able to see it.
We'll work out the kinks and then we'll make a decision.
I am so dead inside right now.
I say
I'm
we
sorry.
Do it now.
We're almost done. We're almost done, right?
Yeah. How much? Yeah. We're almost at the one-hour mark.
I'm so sorry. It's
and
just
five,
like...
four, three, two, one. Okay, end it. I'm joking.
What's it, bro? Like, what the fuck was that? Wait, like, you're not gonna say bye?
Yeah, you don't have to judge. You're just gonna end it.
Oh, bye.
Yes, cheers. Cheers, right. Fucks.
No, but give us money. Thank you all so much for listening. I know this is kind of a back and forth, kind of
random
roller coaster of random
very,
bullshit stories
very random.
For today's episode. But
I guess this would be like closer to what we would usually talk about.
Yeah,
just on our own time.
Like personally,
it was
yeah.
all over the place, but it was fun. Like that's your problem. Like if you get any bad press, it goes to you. I'm just having a good time.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I'm basically the one that mans everything in terms of editing, in terms of fucking advertising, promoting, publishing, and.
You got this, Whiskey.
Oh,
that's
you guys
I don't
need to
get
send me content for the Instagram.
We're the pretty face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys need to send me content for the Instagram. Just heads up.
There will be content soon, brother. Don't worry about it. I've got something.
I'm trusting you, man.
I'm working on. I've got a big project.
What kind of content,
though? Any content. It has to be good content, obviously. I can't just be like, oh, I fucking pet my dog
can
today.
I say, okay, but would a cat playing the cat piano be sufficient?
I guess. It can't just be like, it's got to be something in your life.
My life, dude, all I do is go to school, go back here, and just play.
It's just, I don't know, take a picture of, like, what you're drinking on Saturday or something. You know, let's all do that Saturday. Let's just take a picture
of
what alcohol
earlier,
we're
like,
drinking. And then we go.
And as well, yeah, and I didn't mean to say we should get drunk. Like, I mean to say we should just have a couple of drinks while we're doing the podcast. Get nice and
absolutely,
relaxed,
yeah.
You know?
We don't have to get drunk or anything. We just have a good time, fucking time.
I have to say something. You know, it's been quite a few episodes now.
Uh-huh.
I have to come out. I don't drink.
Get out.
Get out.
We get spammed.
No, I mean, like, out of...
Okay. Just drink some root beer and just be like, man, that hit.
I have virgin beer.
Yeah. There you go. Christ.
No,
that
but...
fake wine.
I think...
It's okay. Uni's cool, so, you know, we can just be like, bro, nah, fuck you.
You can drink for me. Take my glass.
I forgot, I like how I didn't have any problems with the, like, you said you don't drink, and I didn't really, like, I didn't have any thing shitty to say, oh, fuck you, but this will dictate if I give you a shitty, like, are you vegan or not? Like, do you, because I forgot, like, there was one woman in the cock council that was vegan, and I forgot if it was you or someone else.
Well, I'm not vegan.
Thank God. Thank God.
No, here's another one.
She's a keeper, guys.
Fuck it. Now you're getting interrogated. Fuck it. Here's another one.
Okay.
Hawaiian pizza. Yes or no? Or like pineapple on pizza. Yes or no?
Oh yeah, pineapple on pizza is cool.
Pineapple.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, we all like pineapple on pizza?
Pineapple pizza.
Fuck yeah, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe this is
how
we get along so well.
pineapple Yay. Pizza.
It's so
good. That's what I did last Saturday. Like, I started drinking, and I just bought pizza from Domino's. I just bought a whole Hawaiian pizza.
Well, let's all do that on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Pizza and alcohol.
Yeah.
I want to be useless. I want to feel like a fat fuck that day. Like, just eat the most unhealthy
alcohol.
Shit.
Yeah, alcohol is awesome. Alcohol poisoning, here we go.
Yeah.
It'd be like that, it's okay.
Is the podcast still going?
It'll be fun. No? No, we're just chilling, bro.
No, it's still here. should we stop?
Yeah, like...
I thought you did.
No! No, we're just
dude,
going...
This episode has been all over the place. Dude, this episode has been everywhere, but...
We're all over the age of drinking, so we're legal to drink, you know?
Yeah. All right, after this, we should probably stop. I just want to say one more thing. This episode was very fucking special because there was no structure to it. Like, it was like we were just having a normal conversation. This was not a podcast episode. This was just our general discussions. And while I would say that could be a bad thing, the stories in this podcast, like the stories, Whiskey, like especially the one about the fucking with zombie and the credit card thing, yeah, were so good that this is going to be a banger of an episode. Like, just for the stories alone.
Yeah. I have something.
We're going to be famous, Mikey.
I have something to add to. Okay, remember before the episode when we were talking about like weird shit that my friend was getting sent?
Sure.
Yeah.
I just found the other thing. Now, keep in mind, my friend, she has a business for like reusable diapers, right?
Okay.
For kids, elderly, and like handicapped people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the shit that was on one of her company's like things with her face on it, right? Like an interview or something about the company, I don't know. She took a picture of it on her computer and she sent it to us and she was like, why do I keep getting messages like this? Are y'all ready? This is a fucking roller coaster from like a 30 something year old dude, okay? I want to be your baby and lay down like a baby. On top of your changing table and wear your cloth diapers. I want somebody to be my mommy and put cloth diapers on me as your
Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to the Whiskey One Tap podcast. We will see you next Sunday. We appreciate you so much for listening. God. And have a good day. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.
We got this.